The Fan on Demand.
Wow! Hey, yo, my name's Famous, and I'm the kid. Sportsnet 590, The Fan, you're now tuned in. It's about to get started, so let's begin. With the sound of Kid Sid, 6-0, and Uncle Tim. 1 through 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sportsnet 590.ca, check it out online. Ready? Let's start this show in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go!
Welcome to another award eligible edition of Tim and Sid, Tuesday, January 8th, 2013. Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Sid Sixero. He's Tim McAuliffe.
Tim and citizens can always make their contributions to the show on Twitter at Tim and Sid via email, Tim and Sid at sportsnet590.ca. And via text at 590-590. Standard rates apply.
$50 a text.
They're not $50. Standard.
$50 a text.
During the next 3 hours of what we hope is edutainment, we'll get to Roberto Luongo.
Until it's done.
Sam Mitchell.
Canada's all-time leading passer in the sport of football.
TFC.
Queen's Park Rangers.
Their schedules.
Canada's all-time leading passer in the sport of university football.
Nick Saban.
The Fighting Irish.
And for all the Tostitos.
Okay.
They weren't much of a Fighting Irish last night.
Two things off the front.
They were getting trucked Irish last night.
TFC and the BCS Championship. BCS Championship. Game sucked.
Well, it was terrible.
Game was awful.
Turned it off at halftime.
It was a debauchery of what we know as competitive football.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful.
Even my old man Tommy was down for this one. When does the game start? Fell asleep.
You know what Notre Dame was missing? More number fives. We need more guys wearing number five on Notre Dame.
You don't like the single-digit defensive linemen?
We need more fives on the field. Anyway, side note, that's not that important. Game was over before it began in the tunnel. In the tunnel, Tim, the looks that Alabama were shooting Notre Dame. That was one of the great shots of the night.
That was fantastic.
Game was over.
And Brent Musburger didn't know what was going on.
No. Although at one point he knew what was going on.
That was A.J. McCarron's girlfriend.
In the first half, a segment brought to you by Cialis.
Cialis.
That's what I said.
Right. It's good that you don't know it.
Hey, who hasn't been in a bathtub on a hill with their wife? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
So.
Or no, I don't. I don't know.
By far the most.
What side am I supposed to be on?
I don't know. We'll discuss later.
Cialis.
I like the new Cialis commercials. They're pretty good. So the highlight of the evening is Brent Musburger creeping on the girlfriend of Alabama starting quarterback, A.J. McCarron. Not even close. This blew up on Twitter. This started trending. And everyone had the same opinion. It was creepy as hell.
My tweet was, not sure what's been worse, Notre Dame's defense or Musburger creeping out the nation by verbally undressing A.J. McCarron's girlfriend.
That was good. You want to hear my tweet?
Yep.
Musburger? He hardly knew her.
Now, when you're a quarterback at Alabama, you see that lovely lady there. She does go to Auburn. I want to admit that. But she also, this Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, okay? And right there on the right is Dee Dee Bonner. That's AJ's mom. Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow. AJ's doing some things right down
there. So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
Boom.
Oh, hey. Hey, I'd like to give her all the Tostitos.
What was that movement just right there?
Oh, I haven't felt this since 85. Since the Sugar Bowl in 85.
I'm 73. Oh. She's 23. That's not creepy at all.
This game ended a long time ago, but the other games are going to begin. Whoa, look at that. Whoa.
You're looking live at a woman that I will never touch again in my life.
Brent Musburger is 73 years old. The girlfriend of starting quarterback A.J. McCarron is not.
No, she's 20.
It was and Kirk Herbstreit, who of the two of them was probably more allowed to make those comments because he's the more handsome of the two.
Herbstreit, by the way, is the best color guy in football.
He's fantastic.
No matter what level.
What level?
With all due respect to Donovan Bennett.
Better than all of them. All of them. That was creepy. Is there anything else to add other than it was creepy?
From that game period?
But the end, like he's describing to kids. Kids, let me tell you something. If you want to hit that up one day, you take the football out in the backyard and you start throwing around Johnny Pinskin and you you learn about Bear Bryant. Let me tell you something. You'll get all the Tostitos one day too. Curse is sitting there like, do you know what Twitter is? You're about to get destroyed.
You can take your Tostito and find some salsa with that.
Brent must, I was going to collapse. He was going to faint in his excitement. Anyway, so we have to acknowledge that Brent Musburger is a dirty old man.
The only thing better than Bama last night was their offensive lineman, Chance Womack, coming out with his pot belly hanging out and then going to the opening coin toss with said pot belly. Offensive lineman, first round pick, NFL. He has his shirt pulled up, his jersey pulled up over his pot belly, and goes to the opening coin toss of the national championship game, standing there like he's Will Ferrell in a Saturday Night Live skit.
You know what the hilarious thing about that is? He could run like a 4.2.
Yeah.
The guy looks like me. I have the same stomach, and he can fly like a gazelle. In the combine, they won't know what hit him. Just Crimson Tide fat guys running left and right. Well, thanks to Notre Dame for showing up. That was exciting. That was quite the national champ. What's Oregon and Kansas State thinking somewhere watching that? You got to be kidding me.
And the rest of the SEC just going,
poof. Well, the rest of the SEC at least had their kick at the can.
I know. But what I'm saying is the SEC, I mean, if that wasn't proof that the SEC is the most dominant conference in the nation, I don't know what would be.
How many? Well, I mean.
Seven straight.
There you go. Seven straight SEC teams have won the
national
championship.
First league to have five teams in the top 10. I repeat, five teams in the top 10. Now, Notre Dame didn't show up, but Notre Dame went from unranked to the championship game and also secured the number one recruiting class in the NCAA.
Yep.
So it did help Notre Dame, and good thing all those guys signed before that game, because after that game, I don't know if the kids want to go to Notre Dame.
We talked to Doug Marrone, new Bills head coach, yesterday. Not that mock drafts are anything scientific, but if you circulate through a few of them right now in terms of the NFL draft in April, where the Bills are slotted right now in the first round, eighth overall, a lot of people believe Manti Te'o is kind of in that slot. I'm just saying, mock drafts are garbage.
Yeah,
but that kind of caught my eye.
By the way, speaking of drafting, Alabama, who won 42-14 last night, lost five guys in the first 35 picks of the NFL draft last year. Five of them in the first 35 picks. And they're still the best team
ridiculous.
In the nation.
That's ridiculous.
Although Johnny Football somewhere is walking around with his hot girlfriend.
Yep.
Saying, I beat him. I beat him in Bama.
Who on the podium, Tim, called them an organization? Did you hear that?
No.
I think it was Lacey.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody on the podium on ESPN of a college.
Yeah, you're supposed to call them a program.
Program.
Right.
Anything else but an organization. Because organizations pay people.
Wow.
Did anyone else catch that? I don't know. I caught it.
I know what you're saying.
That's a very interesting choice of word. Okay. Nick Saban's crazy because he's up by five touchdowns and he's screaming at a referee like it's a three-point game.
Right. And his center and his quarterback are getting into fights.
Well, it wasn't really a fight. The center kind of took care of things quickly. It was a fight.
And Greg Reed writes in and says, Musburing should be a logical addition to the Urban Dictionary. Old guys creeping college co-eds. You forget about Jen Sturger, who was discovered because Brent Musburger Musburgered her.
All right.
At Florida State.
So, you know, it was that kind of game when Brent Musburger steals the show because he's a dirty old man. Or at least he sounds like one. All right. Then there's TFC. You want to move on, Tim? Unless there's anything else to add with the BCS?
No.
We good?
I got my notes. You want anything else?
What's up? Rob Longley was there.
At least Notre Dame didn't have to go far to get their last rights. Most points given up by Notre Dame this season was 26. Alabama had 28 at halftime.
Yep. It was a dominating game.
What more do you want?
It was a dominating game.
New TFC president, Kevin Payne, as you mentioned, putting his stamp on TFC. And at least from today's press conference, Sid, this seems incredibly TFC-ish. What's going on down there?
Oh, it's pretty simple.
Okay.
TFC brings in Kevin Payne, who did really well at DC United, to run everything.
Right.
So today is his big stamp.
He is the Brian Colangelo, the Brian Burke of TFC.
So Kevin Payne, what's the first significant thing any new team president, executive, GM does? What do they do?
And bring in their coach, their
bring
guy.
A coach. Bring yeah. a coach. That's pretty important.
Right.
This is your stamp. This is like a third arm for you. He should be an extension of everything you represent to move the team forward.
Mm-hmm.
They bring in Ryan Nelson. Ryan Nelson is a New Zealand defender who, as recently as this weekend, was playing central defense for Queen's Park Rangers in England, a team that will likely get relegated. Now, today we find out he probably won't be able to coach TFC until his contract with QPR runs out in May. May. Underline May.
Hold on
Tim,
a second.
Ask me when the Major League Soccer season normally begins.
When is TFC's first game this year, Sid?
March!
Hold on a second. I'm no mathematician, so he's going to finish the season in the EPL.
And get relegated.
Paul Mariner is fired.
Yep.
And QPR's last game is May 19th. TFC's first game is March 2nd.
Yep.
That's so TFC. Hey now, say now, about to put down. Yeah, come on and ride with Ray now. In the future looks great now. Then everything's gonna change now. All right, here we go.
That's how TFC was taped in front of a live studio audience. Hey, Tim.
Yes, Sid?
This entire organization is just an absolute debacle. An absolute debacle. Remember when they brought in Mista? Mista was a guy from Valencia who was really good, but then he sucked horribly. That's so TFC.
Hey, Sid, you remember when they fired their coach, Paul Mariner?
Yep.
Do you know that this coach, New Zealand international Ryan Nelson, is their eighth coach in seven seasons?
Oh, I know that.
That's so TFC.
Tim, remember when Dwayne De Rosario was here?
Yeah.
And he's a Scarborough guy, and it was all good. And he just wanted a little extra money because he's clearly the best guy on the team. He's better than Julian Guzman.
Right.
So instead of paying him, you trade him, and he wins the MVP, and that's so TFC.
Hey, Sid, do you know that they have some of the best support in all of MLS? Do you know for a while most of the people in MLS high-ranking spots would call this the model franchise?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how many times they've made the playoffs? Never! That's so TFC.
That's so TFC was taped in front of a live studio audience. We may go back to that later tonight.
Oh, we might go back to that repeatedly.
Listen, there are guys who have covered this team. And John Molinaro of Sportsnet.ca is one of them, and we'll talk to him later. There are guys who have covered this team who have seen everything until today.
They hired a head coach, kids, that will not be available for the start of the season. In fact, on Saturday, he is playing in England for Queen's Park Rangers. This Saturday. They play.
If the news was
Tottenham,
they signed Ryan Nelson to play,
mm-hmm.
I'll wait till May on that guy.
Right.
He's probably the best player they're going to get. And
sorry.
All I keep reading is what a great hire this is based on what the guy hasn't coached a day in his life.
Sorry, that was my next question. Has he ever coached in his life?
I'm reading some of the crap on Twitter to sell this is appalling. Anyone who says this is great, he has a lot to offer, is a moron because there's no resume to back it up. Zero. And on top of that, you got to wait till May, which is when they'll be officially eliminated from postseason contention, before he even gets in there. Toronto FC, we really want to like you. Really, really badly. People showed up for years, not asking for much. There was excitement in the air. The Whitecaps and Impact are making you look like clowns on and off the field. And I'm not biting my tongue on this anymore. This is a disaster. Your coach, who you don't know if can coach, you got to wait 2 months on.
Oh, that's so TFC.
Hey now, say now, about to put it down. Yeah, come on and ride with Ray now. And if the future looks great now, then everything's gonna change now. Let's go.
That's so TFC was taped in front of a live studio audience. I'm Sid Sixero. He's Tim McAuliffe. Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Tim and Sid.
Sound off, players. How do you get this party started?
TFC.
How do you get more? How do you disappoint your mom?
TFC.
How do you get more swagger in your wagger?
Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Tony Ambrosio from Florida, where Roberto Luongo is skating. Still to come, Michael Faulds, the all-time leading passer in CIS history, never got a shot the CFL, so he became a coach. And less than 5 years later, he's the head coach at one of the schools that is the biggest rivalry of his alma mater, Wilfrid Laurier University. We'll talk to him. We also have Sam Mitchell on what will be a very interesting conversation about KG and Carmelo Anthony. The bleep happened there.
That was a weird one last night.
And PK Subban will join us at 2 o'clock. We'll see if he signed a new deal with the Montreal Canadiens or he wants to go somewhere else.
Also,
we probably won't get the last part, but I'm throwing it out there.
Well, we got to ask.
Yeah.
And again, we'll try and make some sense of what went on at TFC's news conference today, where they announced the signing of a coach with no experience who's only available to coach in May.
Right.
Once his playing contract with Queens Park Rangers is done. And
Brian Graham, Sid, wrote in.
Incredible.
And said, Ryan Nelson's resume.
What was on it?
No, that was the tweet.
Oh, there was blank after?
Yeah. Ryan Nelson's resume.
You know what, Tim? That's so TFC.
Hey now, say now, about to put down. Yeah, come on and ride with Ray now. And if the future looks great now, then everything's gonna change now.
Let's go.
That's so TFC was shot in front of a live studio audience. Tim, remember all those hilarious Sunday afternoons in those summers when TFC would schedule a home game up against the finals of Euro 2008 and Euro 2012?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
That's so TFC.
Sid, do you remember at the start of the season when they filled the Rogers Center to watch TFC beat the LA Galaxy in a return leg in LA to win a CONCACAF Champs League tie, then proceeded to go 5-21-8 in league play to finish dead last in the MLS? That's so TFC.
Remember all that money they gave Julian de Guzman for standing there and passing? What happened to running after the pass?
So did he get $2 million a year?
Oh, you know what happens if I do that in FIFA 13? I lose. Movement. Pass and move, Julian. Pass and move. But hey, that's so TFC.
We should just put that at the end of everything we do.
Yep.
The laugh track makes it so much better.
And I'll sell it.
So you're So you're telling me basically TFC just hired Reg Dunlop? That's so TFC.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. They go to the corner and feel shame.
I don't know if they do. I think they just had a news conference where they didn't feel shame. They actually puffed their chest out and said, hey, look, we hired this guy, former New Zealand international. They were unbeaten at the 2010 World Cup. Did you know that?
Remember when TFC went to the Ajax Youth Academy and brought over the only idiot that's ever been involved in it, Aaron Winter? That's so TFC.
Didn't they trade Dwayne De Rosario for a ball bag?
Yeah, we covered that. That's so TFC. last one. Do you remember when TFC had all the hope in the world of really capturing this city over a long period of time, but due to a series of completely ineffective and short-sighted moves and cheapness and not willing to pay guys worth it and no long-term plan, they became a joke where two radio hosts between 1 and 1:30 on Sportsnet 590 The Fan treats him like a piñata? That's TFC.
My new favorite tweeter, Chris Bastaldo, writes in and says, "That's so TFC is almost as good as knuckleball in your face."
It's a high compliment.
Yeah, it is. That,
That's high praise.
Appreciate that.
That's high praise.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pivot off a completely inept organization that can't win and talk about the Leafs. Tony Ambrosio is down in Florida. Tony Ambrosio was part of a throng of reporters, and by throng, I mean two.
Two, yeah.
Who tracked down Roberto Luongo working out in Florida yesterday. Tony Ambrosio, Sportsnet, join us. Mr. Ambrosio, Happy New Year. How you doing?
Happy New Year to you. When you guys were talking to Nep, I thought you were talking about me there for a second.
No.
We are both Tony Ambrosio fans of the highest magnitude.
All right. Well, yeah, it was an entertaining day, to say the least, yesterday, because I don't remember Roberto Luongo being so relaxed and so calm with the media as he was yesterday. Granted, there was only two TV guys and one newspaper guy, but he was relaxed.
Well,
kind of like you guys on your show, relaxed.
You're sounding very relaxed.
Well, he's in Florida.
I'm in Florida. How can you not be relaxed?
That's a good 26 point.
26 degrees, sunny, slight breeze out of the west. It's wonderful.
Sportsnet reporter and future weatherman, Tony Ambrosio, here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Tony, where does he want to go? Where do you think he wants to go?
You know what? I think without a doubt, he wants to stay right here. If he had the perfect world, if he could fill out the questionnaire and say, where do you want to play, he would say, without doubt, the Florida Panthers. Problem is, the Panthers aren't interested in him or his salary. So really, I think the Panthers are out of the question. And I think Luongo, that's why yesterday, guys, he said he'd be more than willing to go to Vancouver to start the year, probably not to play a game, because why showcase him and risk an injury if you're Mike Gillis? And I think he just is going to try and wait this out as long as he can. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised, guys, if in the back of his mind he's hoping that the Panthers, A, have a change of heart, and B, probably hoping maybe for a goaltending injury or a goaltending controversy in Florida so that he can somehow get his wish. But I think if he had his brother's choice, A, B, C, and D would be the Panthers.
Tony Ambrosio joining us from Florida. So if the Panthers aren't interested, who besides the Leafs is interested?
I don't think any team is, to be honest with you right now.
I think
based
I'm with
on,
you.
Again, his age and based on his money. And I think that is the dilemma that faces the Canucks and faces Roberto Luongo. And that's why yesterday, while he admitted the Leafs are part of the equation, he also threw in the old other teams are in the mix. And I think he's trying to generate some interest out there, but I'm not hearing of any outside of the Toronto Maple Leafs or Roberto Luongo.
Tony Ambrosio here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Tony is stalking Roberto Luongo in Florida to make sure we know where he is at all times,
right.
Like season two of Homeland. You are not letting that guy out of your sight. Tony, you've covered enough Leaf games. You've been to enough morning skates, enough practices. You know the market pretty well.
Yes.
Based on what you've seen of his demeanor, because I've been making the argument, Vancouver media pressure isn't that different from Toronto media pressure. In fact, they're really the only show in town out there, so it might be even worse. I think he's prepared for this if he were to come to this hockey market. Do you think he's ready?
Sid, for the one of the few times in my lifetime, I agree with you.
Oh, throw it up.
No,
throw
sorry,
the horn.
That
oh, no.
Oh, hold on. Premature horns.
I don't know if this is...
That was good.
Premature horns.
I don't know if this is good, Tony.
No, but seriously, I think he's more than prepared for it. He himself said yesterday, look, I can handle it. I'm used to playing here. And, you know, talking to some Vancouver media over the last couple of days, they say, A, that Luongo has really kind of mellowed, if there is such a thing, in the last year or so, has a better understanding of the Toronto/Vancouver/Canadian hockey media. And I think he is more than prepared for it. And I got to be honest with you, I think the Vancouver Canucks hockey fans are tougher on their goalies than Toronto hockey fans, and in particular in recent years, because what are the expectations in Toronto? Let's make the playoffs.
Yeah.
What are the expectations in Vancouver, guys?
Let's win the cup.
Win the Stanley Cup. Yeah. So I think he is more than prepared if he were to come to Toronto to handle both the media and the fans.
Part of the waiting process, Tony, is the intricacies of the yet-to-be okayed, yet-to-be-given the stamp of approval, new CBA. And for those who want to get deep into it, Elliot Friedman wrote a fantastic article on CBC about the recapture system that affects players with long-term deals. If I tried to go into it, I would bore the bleep out of everyone listening. However, Tony, there is that aspect to this deal that we're not quite sure if, in fact, Luongo is going to be dealt, what the ramifications of the new cap are, and that could affect it greatly, couldn't it?
It could, but, you know, trying to decipher Elliot's read, and I have to admit, it took me more than once to try to figure things out. I get the impression, and Tim, tell me if you agree, that it might be easier for both the Canucks and the Leafs to make a move
right,
based on the new CBA, and based on that not one team would feel the full effect should Luongo retire early. That's
right.
Why
they end up sharing the cost if Luongo were to retire before this deal is done. And the other thing that Sid and I were talking about yesterday, Tony, was if you can, in the end, amnesty a player you trade for, that lessens the risk for the Toronto Maple Leafs, too, because you could probably take a two-year run with Luongo, and if it doesn't work, amnesty him.
Exactly, and that's why I think it's more and more likely that we won't see the Canucks buy him out, that the Canucks will make a deal, try to get as much as they can, and that's why I really believe the Leafs are the prime market, because if you're Brian Burke and Dave Nonis, you look back at last year, do you think, A, if we had better goaltending, would we have made the playoffs last year? If you believe the answer is yes, then I think you have to do the next thing, which is, okay, all the goalies out there, does Luongo give us the best chance at a reasonable price? You can make that argument if it is or isn't, to make the playoffs this year. Then you check off yes. Okay, the next step is we need to get off to a quick start because it's a shortened season. Who gives us the best chance to get off to a quick start, Luongo or Reimer? If you believe it's Luongo, again, I think if you're Brian Burke and Dave Nonis, you've got to seriously consider making this move.
Tony Ambrosio here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Obviously, this is not official yet. Everyone believes January 19th is a start date. It's a week from this Saturday. With that said, Tony, your gut is telling you what in terms of what jersey Luongo will be wearing on Saturday, January the 19th? Because I don't see him. I just don't see him going back to Vancouver and sitting on that bench while Corey Schneider starts opening night. I don't.
Yeah, you know what? Great question, Sid. And again, I agree with you. I think he will not be in Vancouver come opening night. And my gut tells me he will be a Maple Leaf on opening night if it is, in fact, January 19th, as we suspect it will be.
Tony, I'm not sure if the apocalypse is upon us. You have agreed with Sid twice. Either way, if it is upon us, I'm glad that we spent it with you, my friend.
You know what? It was great to spend time with you guys. Happy New Year. As you know, I love the show, and continued success to both of you.
All the best, Tony, and don't get too close because I believe the restraining order is about 20 meters.
I think you're right.
All right, Tony, don't commit a crime. Take it easy.
All right, guys, take care.
There's Tony Ambrosio.
Friend of the show, Tony Ambrosio.
Pulling a Claire Danes homeland on Roberto Luongo right now. We just won't let him out of his sight.
We kid because we love.
And he's doing a great job.
Eric Skoglund writes in and says, Luongo coming to Toronto? That's so TFC. I'm serious. Those laugh tracks just make me laugh.
We're just going to rip TFC for everything.
They literally did that at the end of like shows.
Of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of the, just because I got nieces and nephews that watch YTV and whatever, I swear I don't watch YTV.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
no, but I'm serious.
Nieces and nephews.
But like every kind of new show.
Continue, Mr. Musburger.
No, I'm serious. Every kind of new show for all the Tostitos, yeah. they use those laugh tracks. And it's just, it's eerily similar to how you and I watched television growing up.
No, I know.
It's ridiculous.
Awful. Coming up, Sam Mitchell will join us. We'll talk about what happened at MSG and not to be lost. Without Rondo, the Celtics beat the Knicks at MSG. PK Subban joins us at the top of the hour. And coming up, Canadian college football's all-time leading passer just 3 years removed from his final game, shunned by the CFL, is named head coach at one of his biggest rivals. Brand new Laurier head coach Michael Faulds will join us next on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Prices like no other, from a club like no other, The Fan Club. Log on to sportsnet590.ca.
Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Sam Mitchell will join us. 2:40. I'm sure he'll have something to say about what happened at MSG yesterday. Celtics, Knicks, old school Eastern Conference basketball.
Carmelo Anthony said to Kevin Garnett, "I'm gonna meet you in the parking lot after the game." Kinda. With 20 cops around me, so nothing will ever happen. But I'm gonna meet
right.
you there.
Right.
I'm gonna meet you there, and it's gonna look tough on someone's grainy cell phone.
Right, just after I went 6 of 26 from the field. The Bucks part way with Scott Skiles. Interesting conversation in the ballroom that I thought wouldn't make it to the show. Was how the Milwaukee Bucks were a fraud. I guess management believes they're a fraud as well.
Will Sam Mitchell be the next head coach of the Bucks?
And we may revisit the beatdown that was the BCS championship game. Joe Legere writes in and says, "Tonight on That So TFC, Coach Nelson realizes that juggling two jobs is tough, and little Danny Coovermans learns what love is."
If you have any other promos for That's So TFC, send them to at Tim and Sid, and we'll cut them here during the show.
Yeah, well, at least we'll try our best to.
We'll get it done.
Speaking of college football, Sixero, a bit of a bomb dropped in Kitchener-Waterloo today as the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks have hired a brand new head coach. And he just happens to be Canada's all-time leading passer. Just 3 years removed from his final game, Michael Faulds joins us now on Tim and Sid. Michael, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing really well, as you guys can imagine. Really excited over here in Kitchener-Waterloo.
If I had told you just 3 years after you threw for 509 yards in one of, if not the greatest games I've ever seen, you would be the head coach of a CIS program, what would you have told me?
I probably would have said you're lying, although I wouldn't have counted it out of the equation. And if you had asked my teammates at the time who knew I was going to get into coaching, many of whom told me at the time, you know, I bet by the time you're 30, you're a head coach. And I kind of giggled and laughed at that. But I kept that in the back of my mind. And when this job opened up, it's one of those jobs, you know, you can tell by only six coaches in the history of the program. It doesn't come around too often.
New head coach of Wilfrid Laurier football, Michael Faulds, here on Tim and Sid Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Mike, I think you're a little biased in this answer. I think I know what we're going to get, but I'll ask you anyway. Who made the smarter coaching hire today, TFC or Laurier football?
Definitely Laurier football, and I don't even know who TFC hired.
They don't know either.
Don't worry, no one else does.
They don't know either. So good on you, Mike.
There you go.
In terms of your staff, and we got to get this one out of the way, will DJ Bennett be a part of your coaching staff? And by coaching staff, I mean water guy.
Well, by the way, DJ's here, and he says hi.
Okay, I don't say hi back.
but it's funny enough you say that since, you know, he's obviously my best friend, and since he realized I got the job, and it was tough keeping him quiet how he is on Twitter. But he told me, if you need any fashion statements about jerseys, cleats, anything, I'll be your guy. So I'm getting pressure from him.
Do you feel like you've done enough to warrant being a head coach?
I don't necessarily think, you know, in terms of my actual coaching that people are going to say I've done enough, and I know there are critics out there. Mm-hmm. What I can say to the people here at Laurier and what I have said to them since the whole interview process has started is that, you know, I've always taken hard work and determination and 100% effort into everything I've ever done. And I know the head coaching role, you wear a hell of a lot more hats than you do as an offensive coordinator. And I'm excited for that opportunity. And I met with the players yesterday to tell them the news before the press conference. And I think I got them all geared up and ready to go. And they're getting a sense of how I'm going to approach things. But you know what? The age is one thing, but it doesn't bother me. I've been immersed in this sport since I could walk. And in terms of actual years, I'm 29 years old. In terms of football experience and years, I'm probably closer to 50.
New head coach at Laurier Football, Michael Faltz, here at Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
You don't look it, Mike. I'll tell you that much. You don't look it.
You wear it well.
Yeah, DJ looks old. You've earned this shot, and this is a big opportunity, and I think you're going to be in that seat for a long time. There might be other coaches in your conference today who, not publicly, but privately, are thinking, i.e. maybe a Greg Marshall or a Steph Potasik, fresh meat. How would you respond to that?
Most definitely. And, you know, I'd be saying that too. And when I'm, you know, at their stature and what they've done with their programs, I'll be saying that when a young coach comes along. But you know what? The one thing I dealt with as a player and now as a coach is, you know, critics and other people saying things about me and what I can and can't do. And the one thing that keeps me going and the one way I'm kind of, it's easy for me to brush that aside is that the biggest critic stares at me in the mirror every day. And as long as I'm the biggest critic to myself, all of these other naysayers, you know, I like listening to them, but, you know, no one judges themselves more than I do. And if I can look myself in the mirror, then, you know, I can handle that. But you guys hit it on the head. They're going to think fresh meat, and I'm going to be ready for that.
Michael Faltz, the all-time leading passer in the CIS, now the head coach of the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks, joining us here on Tim and Sid. Part of the conversation that I found so incredible over the bowl season, and more specifically Chip Kelly, was how much of his offense he got from Canadian football. And I know you played at Toledo, or at least you attended Toledo. You played for Greg Marshall at Western. You spent some time at York. Where are you stealing your ideas from? Because we know that this game, you learn from other people. Is there a little piece of everything along the way? And has the change in the American game also come up north?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And that's what football is. There's no one really reinventing anything. And, you know, Chip Kelly, a perfect example. You kind of piece things together. So my experience at Western, two great coaches in Larry Haler and Greg Marshall, and I learned a lot there. My experience at Toledo, I did learn a lot there. And then you do professional development, which I've done at USC, and you work East-West All-Star Games, like working with Coach Pow Pow this year and some other coaches, and you kind of develop your own style. So I'd say my first couple years as an offensive coordinator, and you looked at our offense, it would have been a carbon copy of Western, because that's what I knew. But as I've gotten further along and done more professional development, I've put my own style to it and my own twist, and that's how you evolve. And I'm sure my offense 5 years from now will have evolved a lot more than what it is today. So the game is constantly changing, and I always say if you hibernated for 5 years, you wouldn't recognize the game. You know, how records are being broken all over the place, and it's changing constantly.
The new face roaming the sideline this coming season for Laurier football belongs to Michael Faltz. Michael joins us here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. We've been looking ahead a lot, Mike. Obviously an exciting day for you. For a moment, let's just look in the rearview mirror and your time in the Canadian Football League and what did or did not happen. Do you think you were given a fair shake?
I think probably because of the injury I suffered in my final year, you know, that was why the interest wasn't out there. But in terms of Canadian quarterbacks, I think we're about to head in the right direction. You know, Brad Sinopoli and Kyle Quinlan obviously getting a bit of a chance, and Danny Branigan from my day. But, you know, I still believe that I could have played at that level. And definitely if I hadn't been injured, I'm sure I would have been in a camp that year. And, you know, it's a shame I wasn't able to, but it also led me into the situation I'm in now because I knew I wanted to stay involved in this great game, and coaching, you know, to me was that next avenue, and here I am today.
You know, it's funny, that game that I watched and that I called between you guys and Queens in the 2009 Yates Cup, I don't know if I've ever seen a better game, and I'm including Mac and Laval in last year's Vanier Cup. Brannigan gets his shot, and now Quinlan's getting a shot, the quarterback for the McMaster Marauders, for the uninitiated. Do you think that he has the ability to be that quarterback that not only sticks, but maybe sees a few snaps?
I do think he does, because he's got that great combination of having, you know, an arm that can stretch the Canadian field, which they feel Canadian quarterbacks don't have. What he also has is, because of the bigger field, he has that mobility.
Yeah.
And it wasn't more evident than 2 years ago in the Vanier when he rushed for over 100 yards. So he's that unique athlete that he can really throw the ball and he can also move around. So what it's going to come down to, and what scares a lot of CFL scouts, is how quickly and how advanced he can pick up the offense. And I think with Coach Potasik and Coach Behe, they've run a complex offense there at McMaster. So he's got as good of a shot as anyone ever coming out as a Canadian quarterback.
New head coach at Wilfrid Laurier Football, Michael Falls, here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Mike, I'm sure throughout your young footballing life, you were in your living room with your family, and a coach from a university or a college came in, and a few of them impressed you with some good lines and some smart conversation. And I'm sure there were others where you thought, this guy's a complete clown, I'm never going to play for them.
Get him out of my living room.
The smell is extraordinary. So you've seen probably a lot of different sides on recruitment. You will now be on the other couch. You will now be selling your program. And winning sells a lot, but you're going to have to do a little selling on your own. You're a young guy, and this is a new spot. What is the closing line you are going to leave with recruits before you head out the door and their entire family talks about you behind your back?
Well, I'm going to say to the young man, if you want a full student experience, one immersed in a centralized campus with a ton of support from alumni and the student body, and you want an opportunity to play from the first day you step on the campus, then Wilfrid Laurier University is the right choice for you. Not only are you going to come into a situation where you can make an impact right away, but you're going to come to a coaching staff that from your first year to your fifth year is going to shape you to be the man that's going to carry you on for the rest of your life.
He practiced.
Oh,
said he
knew that. Yeah.
Applause.
Very good. Wow.
And it sounds very Gary Jeffries-ish.
It's
some huge shoes to fill.
But do you need a kicker? I can be there in a week. I'm sold, Mike. You got me. I'm done. I'm in.
Last question. Drew wrote into the show and said, I remember booing Falds from Knight Newborough Stadium. Going to be weird seeing a Mustang in purple and gold. Does it feel a little weird to you, too?
It does. Well, I remember my first year, you know, we played here in the Yates Cup when I was the quarterback at Western, and it was Yannick Carter and I jumping on the Golden Hog, yelling at each other. And fond memories playing here. And I was saying throughout the process, I was always kind of envious. Obviously, great tradition and fan support at Western, but there were always great crowds here and a great game day and environment. And I'm happy to be on the home side of that now.
I think the game you're citing is when I got caught in the middle of that Yates scrum with Coach Jeffries. And it was the Saturday before Tim and I started Score Tonight, and I didn't think there'd be a first show for a moment.
Because they rushed the field, yeah.
That was wild. That was wild. Mike, it goes without saying, from the two of us especially, but publicly, all the best. I think you're going to be fantastic. Have fun with it, and let's do this again down the line when you're preparing to play in a Yates Cup.
Definitely, guys. I appreciate it, and thanks a lot.
All right, there is Michael Falls, the brand new head coach at Wilfrid Laurier University, and for sure the pitch that he delivered,
was good.
It was very good, and it was very Gary Jeffries-ish, who the face of the franchise at Laurier. What a good dude, and it's kind of like the dawn of a new era, or the end of an era at Laurier. And while I'm sad to see Gary Jeffries moved on, because I would have sent my son there in a flash. It's good to see that there's a good dude taking over, too.
And it's funny how certain schools approach the recruiting process. I mean, if I'm Greg Marshall in London for Western, I'm like, listen, I'm going to make this short and sweet. A, we can play football. B,
go downtown.
The girls like to party. The girls like to party here.
Go downtown.
And our Wi-Fi for Xbox Live is pretty good. So it's 3 out of 3 ain't bad. You come here.
All right. So it's interesting to hear him talk about the CFL too, because I mean, if you watched him play, he deserved a shot.
Oh yeah.
Like, I know he blew out his knee, and for those who remember at all that game, the top two passes in CIS history, maybe we'll post it on our Twitter page, but top two passes, they throw for 500 yards.
Yeah.
He tears apart his knee, goes in for a last play. It was like a storybook end, and he deserved a shot.
It only takes one.
Yeah.
It only takes one guy, Tim, and I don't know if it's Sinopoli, I don't know if it's Quinlan, to really bust through.
It's the world's oldest story, though, right? Like,
but it's just gonna take the one guy.
Yeah.
It's like high school basketball in Southern Ontario right now. It's gonna take the one guy, and every scout was here.
You're bang on.
And it's gonna be the same with Canadian quarterbacks. And to his point, I think we are close. Whether it's Sinopoli or Quinlan or somebody else, it's gonna happen.
We're close because they're immersed in football. And if you want to go, you can go find practice videos on the internet. When I was young, you needed a coach. You needed someone to tutor you. You needed a junior football. You don't even need that anymore.
Yeah.
You can immerse yourself in it from, you know, the get-go. And that's what the difference was 15 years ago. Difference doesn't exist anymore.
No,
there'll be a Canadian quarterback in the CFL soon, much to the smile of Rush Jackson.
Can't wait. Next hour, Tim, Sam Mitchell. We're going to talk Carmelo Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk, is Dwight Howard soft?
Ooh.
Have you seen the Lakers skid this week without Pau Gasol and Dwight Howard?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Houston, San Antonio, OKC, and that's before the weekend.
Right.
Wow.
Houston, and, San Antonio. And by the way, Houston is playing awesome.
Yeah, Houston might have an MVP candidate. And PK Subban, who right now does not technically have a deal, he wants to get one soon.
So he is of the Montreal Canadiens because he's restricted.
Yeah, he's restricted.
Right.
But there's things to talk about. All that more next. Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590. That's so TFC.
Down your radio dial and up your game. This is where the Leafs play. Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hello, I'm Craig Nicholson, the Intrepid Snowmobiler, here to go snowmobiling with the Ontario Federation of Snowmobile Clubs. Before trailering, winterize your tow vehicle with a special service, including transmission, rear differential, radiator, brakes, and suspension. Install snow tires plus winter wipers and washer fluid, lube all keyholes, and check your tow package, including electrical hookup. Find out more at intrepidsnowmobiler.com.
Enjoy sledding without the worry of insurance claims or loss due to injury. Goldfinger Law will work for you to get the compensation you deserve. For a free consultation with an injury lawyer, visit goldfingerlaw.com.
Dave, this help wanted ad you placed for our new office assistant is a little too specific.
Well, I happen to think we have very specific needs.
Yeah, it says seeking office assistant.
Yeah.
Blonde hair, 5'2", first name Nancy, has the name Dave tattooed on
her ankle.
Ankle, yeah.
With TorontoJobShop.ca, you can use as many words as you want to spell out exactly what you need.
Dave, this one ad says we're looking for someone who makes great blueberry pancakes and owns a white cockapoo named Winky.
Well, hello. We don't want 1,000 people applying if they aren't right for the job.
You just want to hire your ex-wife, don't you?
Hmm? What, Nancy?
Uh-huh. Doesn't she have a cockapoo named Winky?
That's just a coincidence.
Right, sure.
Why, did she submit a resume?
With TorontoJobShop.ca, it doesn't cost you a dime more to craft the perfect ad and find the perfect employee.
Okay, we got a resume from a Nancy with a cockapoo.
Named Winky?
No, named Sparky.
Is she cute?
Sparky?
TorontoJobShop.ca. Long name, amazing results.
Enjoy 365 days of driving pleasure for only $348 a month. For a limited time, lease the new BMW 328i Classic with xDrive all-wheel drive from just $348 a month at 3.9% for 48 months with only $49.98 down. Plus, you'll receive $2,000 in no-charge options. Now is the time to enjoy the maximum traction and superior handling of the new 328. But hurry, this limited-time offer ends January 31st, so visit your nearest GTA BMW retailer today.
Tune in to Hockey Central every weekday at noon. Brought to you by Ultima Dental. Go to Ultima.ca on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
CarStar locations are locally owned. We're there at the same ballparks, the same hockey rinks, and the same dance studios. And when it comes to car accidents, we're right there too. From small dings and scratches to glass and collision repair, CarStar does it all. And if you want to talk Little League, we're good with that. So be sure to ask your insurer for CarStar. With over 160 locations, we make accidents unhappen. Visit CarStar.ca.
With InsuranceHunter.ca, getting an online car insurance quote is quick and easy.
So the first step is for the customer to go online. You just have to answer a few simple questions. Within about 3 minutes, you get three quotes.
That's three quotes in just 3 minutes.
I just said that.
Actually, I added the word just.
The next step, I will contact the customer just to review the quote that they submitted online to provide them with the best rate possible. I'm Rasha, and I'm an insurance hunter.
InsuranceHunter.ca. Three quotes, 3 minutes. Go online now. Owned and operated by Insurance Hunter Services, Inc.
CJCL Toronto. Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Now, a 2020 update.
I'm Barb DiGiulio. Toronto FC appointed a new coach today who will continue to play in the EPL. Our Matt Brown has more.
TFC's new president, Kevin Payne, made his first major move today, hiring QPR defender Ryan Nelson, and doesn't have any doubts he's the right man for the job.
I have every confidence that he will turn things around for our club.
Joining Nelson is Fran O'Leary as assistant coach and director of recruitment. With Nelson under contract in England, it's very possible he won't be with Toronto come the start of the season, leaving O'Leary to man the sidelines.
Ryan Nelson becomes Toronto's eighth coach in 6 years. The NHL's shortened season and the new CBA agreement will be discussed at length tonight on the Hockey Central Game On show, The Strategy Room. One of the panelists, Brian Lawton, was on the Jeff Blair show talking about Roberto Luongo.
I believe that his first choice would be to end up in Florida and not to insult everybody in Toronto, but he's got ties there from family and past performances, and I think it's very important to him. And believe it or not, he does have final say.
Sportsnet Ontario will have the strategy room at 9. Tony Sparano has been fired as the New York Jets offensive coordinator after one season in which the offense ranked among the league's worst. Quarterbacks coach Matt Kavanaugh was also let go. The Blue Jays will introduce R.A. Dickey to the media today. The 4 p.m. news conference will be carried on Sportsnet and Sportsnet.ca. Dickey will be in studio with Bob McCowan at 6. Now back to Tim and Sid on Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Time for Tim and Sid. Time for Tim and Sid. Time for Tim and Sid. Time for Tim and Sid.
Oh, yeah. It's time for real sports talk with Tim McCallum and Sid Sexero.
Thank you, Sheepdogs. Coming up on this edition of Tim and Sid, Sam Mitchell will join us. We'll break down what transpired at MSG between Carlo Anthony and Kevin Garnett. Safe to say, drama. Rob Longley from the Toronto Sun will join us about the BCAS championship game. And John Molinaro talking soccer.
Time for Tim and Sid.
And not just any soccer.
Time for Tim and Sid.
TFC.
Oh. Time for Tim and Sid.
I mean, Messi wins player of the year.
Time for Tim and Sid.
Canada's national men's team gets an interim coach, Colin Miller, who right now no one's talking about.
Yeah.
No. TFC stealing the show this week. As only they can.
Just to follow up on the Carmelo talk, because I think it'll be interesting when Sam Mitchell joins us 2:42. Hearing word from Chris Sheridan, friend of the show, or at least he's been on the show. I don't know if he cares to come back, but we'll just say friend of the show anyway. He tweeted out, Carmelo said that he went to the Celtics bus to, quote, talk it out like two grown men with Garnett. Said KG crossed the line with trash talk. Is it possible to cross the line with trash talk?
Charlie Villanueva, line one.
No. He just said he was a cancer to his team.
Sorry, you're right. It wasn't that bad.
And the league.
A guy who was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Charlie V has alopecia.
So he's kind of done it before.
Right.
It's not surprising if he kind of maybe would do something that dumb again. But who knows? See, the problem is
it dumb, though?
We don't know what it is. The problem, right. Melo now has put himself in a position where he either doesn't say anything and no one thinks he's serious, or he says it and he's that guy.
Well, let me, I mean.
I don't, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't.
It would be pretty damn hard to cross the line with trash talk with me. If I'm out there, let's talk with our next guest about it.
The Villanueva thing I thought was a bit much.
Yeah?
You didn't think it was much?
No. I think it was much, yeah. But I don't know how many other people. PK, joining us here on Tim and Sid. How are you, sir?
I'm on with Tim and Sid.
Yeah, you're on with Tim and Sid. That is correct, sir.
I'm on with Tim and Sid. Not much is going on. I just finished a nice little skate this morning with some of the Maple Leafs and some other guys from around the league. So feeling good.
All right, P.K. Subban just said he was traded to the Leafs.
No, strategy room, baby. No, he
Sportsnet.
No, he did not.
He didn't say that.
He said he skated with some of the Maple Leafs.
Sorry, P.K. I jumped
the gun. Gloves during the pot.
I jumped the gun. We were just talking trash talking, P.K. Before we get into everything, do you think trash talking can cross a line? Like, what's the worst thing you've said to somebody?
I think it can. I think it can cross a line, definitely, because the number one thing about, you know, playing against guys on other teams and stuff is that you got to be careful what you say, because you don't know down the road if you'll ever be playing with that guy, you know, and guys don't forget, you know, if you trash talk them in a way that's maybe a little bit too personal, you know what I mean? And there definitely is a line. Now, what is the line and what's crossing it? I'm not too sure, but at the end of the day, that's a decision that has to be made on based on the circumstances. So in terms of this Carmelo incident, I haven't really heard exactly what was said or what was suggested.
Yeah, nobody knows.
Nobody really knows, but I mean, there's a lot of emotions involved, so I'm sure at some point it'll come out of what was exactly said, and then you can have your own opinion.
It's funny, though. Like, wouldn't you treat, though, say – Sean Avery differently than you would treat Mikhail Grabowski? Like, they're two different kind of, like, when KG's chirping at you, you know it's KG, and you know that you're going to hear it throughout the game.
Right. Well, I think that, definitely players like Sean Avery definitely warrant, they get a little bit more attention, and I'm sure they hear more chirps, and I'm sure he does a lot more chirping than, you know, any other players, but chirping is a big part of sports. You know, it happens in all sports, no matter what sport you play, whether it's football, basketball, or hockey. But like I said, there is a line, and as a player, you have to know what that line is, and everybody has different standards. You know, to some players, certain chirps might be inappropriate, might not be inappropriate, but at the end of the day, there's got to be a certain standard of respect among players and peers.
P.K. Subban here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Let's turn discussion from trash talk to money talk. And you are a restricted free agent, sir. The season begins, we believe, a week from this Saturday. And to get you in uniform, it seems like some quick work is going to have to be done. When's the last time Don Meehan and Mr. Bergevin spoke?
It's a very good question. Yesterday, I was actually at Newport's office in Mississauga, and I sat down with Donnie and Newport management for a couple hours, and we discussed exactly, you know, what we both agree on. And I think that's the first thing as a player, is that you want to be able to get to a point where both yourself and your representative is are agreeing on and comfortable with. And I think that we accomplished that yesterday. And I think now it's his job to go and relay that to Montreal and kind of hear where they're at and hopefully get something done in the near future.
Bergevin's in a tough position, too, because of the lowered salary cap. Is there any situation, PK, where you don't envision yourself in a Montreal Canadiens uniform?
Well, in a business like this, anything's possible. I don't control whether I get traded or I don't get traded. I don't control any of that stuff. All I can control is how I play. And, playing about 2 years, so just over 2 years in Montreal, I think that I've done a good job putting myself in a good position for this time. And obviously I would have loved to have this finished in the summertime, but it didn't get done. So, you know, in terms of the timing now and the cap space, that's not really my concern. You know, that's not my job to manage those things. It's my job was already finished when our season ended, and now I'm waiting for my agent to do his job and for Montreal to make the decision of whether they want me to be a part of their future or not.
PK Subban here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. PK, training camps will be obviously very, very short. If this deal isn't done, will you be in camp?
I highly doubt that. I've gotten this question a couple times, and I'm speaking with my agent, and obviously it's kind of a common sense thing to, you know, not participate in camp unless you have a contract. It just really doesn't make any sense on so many different levels. So I would have to have a contract or be under contract to be at training camp.
Is it kind of weird for you to be in this, the lockout's finally over, you're eager to get back on the ice, and you're kind of in this no man's land?
Well, it's not weird because I wouldn't have preferred to be in this position. I would have loved to have this contract finished in May or June. But the fact of the matter is nothing was given to me that I was able to sign during the summer. So the fact that we're here right now and we have a week until training camp, I can't put that on myself or my agent. We've been willing to negotiate and get something done, but it didn't happen. So now, obviously, time is an issue, in terms of getting myself into training camp. But at this point, I got to wait and see how this process plays out, and hopefully something gets done before training camp starts.
PK Subban here on Tim and Sid, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. PK, a lot of details have been leaked of this new CBA, still yet to be ratified. I'm curious from your standpoint, in terms of the information you've gotten, do you still have any questions regarding this new CBA that you're having trouble getting answered? You're just texting some guys and you're emailing, and they're not sure yet either. Is there anything still up in the air from your standpoint?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's pretty clear. It's just, it's a matter of getting all the paperwork signed off on and going through that whole process. And that takes time. I mean, as a union, you don't want to miss anything. And as a league, you also don't want to make sure you make mistakes on anything that's written in the contract. So it's very important that we take our time and make sure that everything's done right and everything's written properly. And then we can move forward from there.
PK Subban joining Tim and Sid here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, he of the Montreal Canadiens. We have allegedly what Kevin Garnett said to Carmelo Anthony, courtesy of fantastic websites like Black Sports Online, which you know is fantastic stuff. Kevin Garnett allegedly told Carmelo Anthony that his wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. Is that across the line?
If you say that your wife tastes like Frankenberry, that's worse.
No, that see now
that's
that,
worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
Cheerios.
PK, that's pretty bad, man.
You want my honest opinion?
That's pretty bad.
Do you want my honest opinion?
Yes. No, we want your fake opinion. Yes, we want your honest opinion.
That's a compliment.
Yeah, see, like if it was Muselix, then it would be, you know, out the window. Then I, gloves are off.
Oh, man.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Well, I mean.
That's unreal.
You know what?
That's unreal. You don't have to say anymore. That's fantastic. We threw it at you.
Wow.
That is unreal. Wow. Honey Nut Cheerios. I couldn't hold back.
Wow.
Actually, Honey Nut Cheerios. Wow.
When's the first time you'll use that?
Well, I mean.
Just throw it, Honey Nut Cheerios. I guarantee you.
You know what? It is. That's very personal.
That's extremely personal.
I don't know. I guess the question is there any truth to that? Does she really
out of my price range, I don't know, TK. I can't answer that.
You know what? If you guys want me to be honest with you, I know we're kidding around and joking around, but I probably wouldn't go that far.
No.
I don't think he can go that far. That's true. If that's true, I think that that's not cool. I wouldn't go that far. You know, I wouldn't go that far. But I'm sure that there are guys that would have no problem going there. So I'm not going to rule that out and say that I don't think other players, both in any sport, would go there. But I find an issue with that because, I mean, off the ice, I wouldn't be able to look the guy in the eye. You know what I mean? It's a pretty gutless chirp if that was what was said, but. Hiding at Cheerios.
Wow.
I'm more of a Corn Pops guy. Corn Pops.
Yeah.
Cocoa Pops.
Yeah, I'm a Captain Crunch guy.
Wow.
Listen, I had to do it because I wanted to. I checked the trends map in the United States of America. Mention a Childhood Game is trending number one. Connor Maynard, album out now, number two. Number three, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Wow.
God's honest truth.
Wow.
Honey Nut Cheerios is the third trending topic in the United States of America.
Oh, man. Jeez.
All right. That's the way we leave it. Forget that hockey stuff.
I guess we leave it at that. But like I said, I'll say it again. I'm more of a Corn Pops guy. Okay. So we'll leave
it at that. PK, let's do this again soon. Hopefully,
get back on the ice.
Hopefully, have a deal by then.
You know what's going to happen now, right? On Twitter, I'm going to get a ton of app mentions. PK, I taste like Corn Pops. You know, I'm going to get a couple of those.
At the real Jenny. Come on, it's probably a Jenny. Come on, let's be honest.
Oh, God.
All right, PK, good stuff. See you, man.
Right, see you on the ice.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot, guys.
There's Pernell Carl Subban of the Montreal Canadiens. Now let's get Corn Pops trending in Canada.
Hey, Hanrahan, your wife tastes like Muselix.
Oh, look at this. Slapshot references out left and right.
Young Skywalker learns from Obi-Wan. That's crossing the line. Don't talk about a guy's wife. I don't care if it's about cereal or Crispers or any other snack you want to throw out there.
But
or Melba toast.
Wife
I don't
is
care
all,
what it is.
Is wife
cannot all, talk the wife. Can't. Can't talk the wife. How would he know she has some attachment to Honey Nut Cheerios?
Well, but unless you...
How do you know? See, that there's like eight.
But unless you knew the guy,
of this
no,
story.
But unless you knew the guy slept with your wife, why would it bother you? Because someone told you.
Because her name is Lala.
Right.
And anything's a possibility. That's why.
It's terrible.
Her name is gonna get you.
That's terrible.
You know what I mean? She's a public figure. Stuff happens. It is what it is.
All right.
That's offside. And kind of hilarious.
It is hilarious because it's a breakfast
it's offside.
Cereal. Is it offside? We'll have the conversation next. And 242, Sam Mitchell will join us. I just don't know from KG, like, you expect anything less. That's my point.
Why cereal? Like, could you not go into the, what if you went into the deli meats?
Yeah.
Hey, Hanrahan, your wife tastes like Mortadella. Oh, wow.
This opens a whole new.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about
box of cereal.
Yep.
Tim and Sid. Sportsnet 590 The Fan.
Muselix.